You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Welcome to Monday afternoon. A good weekend, Bob. Did you have a good weekend?
You betcha. Sure did. Watched a couple games.
Oh, did you?
You too?
Who too? Yeah, I watched more than a couple. I watched a bunch. Almost all of them that were available to me at the time that they played. Duke got a nice little scare.
Yeah.
That was a wow moment. In fact, they probably should have lost that game.
I think you might be right.
Given the circumstances. What games did you watch?
I watched the Duke game and... Gosh.
Yesterday?
Yeah, and then one before that.
Oregon?
Saturday. I just can't remember. No, I didn't. I wanted to watch Oregon, but I don't know. What time was that on? Maybe that's when I was at the air show.
I think it was yesterday. I have them going this far. I've liked Oregon for a long time.
As
I said in the Pac-12 tournament, and I have them losing the next game, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is that what everybody has?
I'm sure, because they play Virginia. It's going to be like the first one to 60 wins the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But it's been pretty much chalky. You know what chalky means, right?
Exactly as planned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the favorites kind of winning, mostly. Not everybody has Duke winning at all, but many do. And let's see, Washington's gone. ASU's long gone since our show. So it's a fun weekend of basketball. Watching some upsets early, and then everything kind of holding form to this point.
You know who I really liked watching was Fall, the guy from UCF.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah, that was fun.
What is he like, 8'4" or something?
8'4", 7'6". You know what's the difference?
He went for a dunk, and I swear he had to kneel down to get the ball in. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's 7'6", 7'6". We gave Duke a lot of problems, of course. I thought it'd be not as close as that, but UCF is tough because they're hard to figure out because of him. Had he been in the game at the end, they probably would have won the game.
Yeah. Was there any games that really surprised you?
I thought Buffalo would win against Texas Tech, but Texas Tech is good. They proved that last year. I thought Buffalo was better than what they showed. Having seen them last year and obviously beat the tar out of ASU.
And did I not see a tweet come from a U of A player about Bills?
Ex-player? Yeah. That they owned Arizona schools but couldn't get past the second round. Yeah.
It's interesting.
That was a trolling moment. That was a trolling moment.
And did you?
I retweeted it.
Attaboy.
I retweeted it. Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. I don't usually retweet things or even spend my time on Twitter, but I saw that
one.
Found it was interesting. Hey, everybody, maybe I can get into the family again. Gronkowski has retired.
I see that, so there's going to be room,
there's
right?
There's going to be room. Yeah, maybe we can adopt a brother. I'll have to get a hold of Chris. Are you sure you don't want to adopt me?
Yeah.
So, he's now Gronkowski. There was some headlines this morning. Depends on who you saw and what you wanted to believe. He could be just... taking some time off and may come back. I doubt if he comes back. He has probably a career in movies and craziness that he is, all
movies.
These endorsements. Yeah.
Really?
They said that this morning I watched the show that he is so well off and smart about his money that he has yet to touch his actual football money. Everything he's lived off are his endorsements.
Wow. And a couple of little ice cups or whatever called.
No, yeah, from his brother.
Yeah.
From his brother. Yeah, but wouldn't that be cool? It's like, I'm just living off this radio money. Everything else I've not touched.
No.
That's not true.
That's a lot of Starbucks.
I got enough money to get me to next week.
And you got free
licorice.
Twizzlers or
yeah,
something?
Licorice.
So what do you figure he's got? If he hasn't touched his football money, what's he got? What are you talking about, $100 million that
no,
he's made?
No, I think it's maybe 60. I think it's 60.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys.
I don't know how he's going to make it. He's
smart
probably
guy.
Ought to work another year.
Smart guy. In fact, I was in Chicago. I think I've referenced this a few times. In Chicago in 97 when I spent time with the Chicago Bulls for like a month when they were going to the NBA Finals. following Steve Kerr, Jed Bushler, and Brian Williams, Bison Deli. You know, he changed his name to Bison Deli. So with the Bulls, and it was a lot of fun. And part of the story for Kerr in 97 was that he's kind of a frugal guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife said that, you know, he doesn't even spend his contract money. It's kind of like very little money that he's used up in that, because he's kind of like old. He drives his old, this is 97 though, older car, and kind of, you know, was kind of frugal with his money. I'm sure he's still the same, where he's made a ton of money as a coach, player, blah, 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 that he probably hasn't spent a whole lot. Wow. He had a house here at Sam Hughes for a long time before selling it, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Good to have money.
Yeah. So the one game that was tweeted about, that was one surprise you mentioned. Was there any other surprises in the tournament?
God, I'd have to go back.
I know. Three of the four brackets are all.
Scratch.
Right?
Yeah, chalk. Not so much. I like Oregon where they're at. I've been losing.
Don't let me lose your voice there while you're reading. Flip your mic around.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Not really. I think everything's been standard. Purdue is, I thought, better than what I thought they were. Hmm. I like Virginia. I always said that. North Carolina, of course, I like. The ACC is just crazy good. We'll see how Houston handles Kentucky. But nothing really. I have Michigan going as far. Most of my teams are still surviving. It's just now that, you know, when the chalk happens, you don't get a whole lot of points because they're all chalk. You know, they're all, right. They don't get points for the tournament. So
right.
I hope I finish in the top five in my league.
You think women's basketball, they're going to keep going?
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
So obviously everyone knows they're in the NIT and they've done well. They won the first two games with about 3,700 people in the building to watch them play. So now they go on to face Idaho, is it? I guess Idaho this week, and I'm going to have, in fact, the assistant coach here at the 130 mark. Adia Barnes is out recruiting, so I'm going to have an assistant coach from U of A calling in, so we can spend some time with them to talk about all the success to this point. It's exciting! Exciting. People have kind of caught on to the UA women's basketball program and are enjoying what they're seeing. So we'll see.
And what's going on with softball?
Softball, they won. They swept Oregon State. Yesterday, the pitcher had a no-hitter on her birthday, on her 21st birthday. Let's also temper that, and I'll get into the story. They're doing well. I think they're 6-0 in the league, in the Pac-12, doing very well. But they've also played Oregon and Oregon State. The programs aren't that great.
Mm.
To give you some perspective. So yesterday, you were there Saturday, right? At the air show?
Yep.
Okay, I was there Sunday. You can tell by my face, I'm burnt to a crisp. My head hurts and
really?
You know, I got sunburned. I feel my face feels bad. Like I said, someone earlier, oh, my face hurts. Well, yeah, it hurts us too.
Yeah, I had a really decent photo, except the planes ruined it. You see?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great photo. It's a cool photo. That's a cool photo.
Would have been a good photo, but the planes flew over.
So, you know, I met a lot of people there, came up and said hi.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you? I said, you listen to the show? 10:30, The Voice? And they said, yeah, I listen to it. And one of the guys said, yeah, so you listen to sports? That Rivera guy, though, you know, I'm not too sure. And I said to him, he says, you know who you're talking to right now? So,
my name's John C. Scott.
I said, you know who you're talking about? He says, you're Rivera? I said, exactly. And then I started laughing. He says, I totally get what you're saying. I said, I understand that. You don't have to agree with me. And he says, you know what? You're okay. You're good. Except that you're not always positive. And I said, yeah, that's pretty much accurate. Mm-hmm. I'm called realistic. I'm realistic. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to tell you that Arizona is going to be good if they're not any good. And then you're going to say to me, well, you told me they were going to be good. That's part of the problem when I was in the newspaper business and now on the internet. Oh, the media said that they were going to be good. They're going to be this, be that. Well,
you can't be accused of that.
No. I'm going to tell them realistically, at least in my mind, how I think it's going to be. And he says, well, you got to be more realistic.
Positive.
Positive. Because of the kids, you know, because of the kids, not for any other reason, because of the kids.
Of the kids?
I get what you say, but I'm also not going to say, you know, this, that, or the other to make everybody happy. That's not my job. I have to be realistic, you know. And I'm not terribly negative, right?
You have your days where you can, you know, you're...
To say that they suck?
If people do not listen to you in your entirety, and they just tuned in when you're going, hey, let's face it, the U of A is not that good, and the Pac-12 is even worse, then they might go, man, he's negative. But if they'd hang on a minute, then you would get to the rest of the story, so as Paul Harvey would say. But
U of A is not so good, the Pac-12 sucks, but it smells good.
Hope you kids understand what I'm saying by that. That's what he said. He listens,
exactly. No, not to say that Uncle Steve is a bad dude. You know, it's just a realistic dude.
My daughter didn't say that Uncle Steve was negative at all.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to me often enough.
Hopefully she's in school.
Hey, Dad, I didn't go to school today, but I learned Uncle Steve, and he was pretty negative. Hey, let's take a break here at 1:16. Come back on the other side to have another segment, and then we'll talk to the UA assistant coach calling in at 1:30. Thanks. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host, and we have another 15 minutes, well, 13 minutes before we go to Coach Salvo Coppa, the assistant coach at U of A. He's one of the foreign guys. He has actually probably the connections to the next incoming class, and we'll talk to him about that. I think he can talk about it because they're already signed. But Arizona's success, albeit the NIT, and let me kind of also qualify this, Bob.
Did you just say something negative, albeit the NIT?
Let me go there. Can I qualify that?
Please.
By saying that it's the NIT, not the NCAA tournament. It's much different than the NIT.
But it's still good, right, kids?
Yes, kids, but not as good as the NCAA. And let me tell you, to give some perspective, ASU is in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. So as much success as Arizona's had on the women's side, which is fantastic because I don't think anybody would have guessed that this would have been this successful so far. It is the WNIT. But in my mind, you have to take small steps before you take big ones. And here we are. And here they are. Mm. So does that make sense?
So kids. Yes, of course it does.
So kids, you are going to get Christmas presents, just not the very best that you expect.
Right, yeah. Because Uncle Steve doesn't have the money that Uncle Rob Gronkowski has, so
correct.
Deal with it, kids.
Correct. In fact, I'm thinking about giving up Christmas altogether. So that will be at 1:30, unless, of course, they call in earlier. Let's see what else is going on. Rob Gronkowski retires. Oh, the Roadrunners are kind of creeping up into a playoff spot. They're still in fifth. You have to be the top four teams in their division, and they're fifth still, but they're creeping up. They had a good weekend on the road, so we'll see what happens with that. They're creeping up on the playoffs. We'll probably have Mr. Walt Ruff here in a week or so. And also, at the end of the week, I think the FC Tucson team is going to start their season. I think it's the 30th. So we'll try to see if we get Mr. Perlman on the show later this week. And I'm trying to find a sponsor. If anybody's listening here and wants to sponsor a soccer program, that'd be great, like I do for the Sugar Skulls. In fact, I'm hoping to get Coach Coleman here at 2:05 for the weekly Arizona Housing Solutions Monday afternoon quarterback with Coach Coleman. That'll be great if we continue to do that. I'm sure we will. We're scheduled. And we have a caller. Scott, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the basketball tournament, and it's good to see at least one Pac-12 team with Dana Altman able to make it to the Sweet 16 this year.
Okay.
And it was you guys were talking about some of the men's basketball a little bit.
Yes.
On the coach coming up and everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully, next year we have a great year. Hopefully, the recruits really help and fill in the voids that we have with people leaving and kind of the lack of talent. Do you guys hear anything about the Michael Avenatti thing that broke today?
I have. What is there a connection?
At this time they're stating that it is with the Nike schools, and he's going to be. There's some big names going to be released tomorrow, so I don't know if any connections to U of A. Hopefully not, but he is saying that he's going to have a press conference tomorrow at 11 Eastern, announcing about some scandals with Nike schools.
Don't you think he'll go to jail before Nike gets in trouble, though? Really?
No, I think it's too much speculation right now. I didn't hear anything connecting to the to what you're saying, I knew that it was connected to Nike because of the, I guess, not a bribery, I guess bribery or conspiracy or something like that with them. He wanted to divulge some inside information and then...
Extortion.
Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. We'll know when we know. I think I don't want to go, A, B, C, D, and this is what the connectors are. But, I knew that had happened to him this morning and will be... he's kind of a crazy character. From all the stuff that he's done, how much money can a person need if you're trying to extort money for $20 million?
I think he's a burrito short of a combo plate, personally. But
we'll see, Scott. I don't know. We'll get to that point when we get to that point. And he's scheduled a press conference.
Yeah, he says he has he tweeted out that he's going to do a press conference tomorrow at 11 Eastern, and he's going to be disclosing, apparently he's stating a college basketball scandal with Nike schools, and there's going to be coaches and schools that are pretty big that he's going to be supposedly talking about tomorrow.
Every day is a new issue with college basketball. And in fact, I was under the impression before the basketball tournament started, not under the impression, this is what I had heard through the media as well. And I couched that, through the media because people can throw stuff out there at any time, that there was going to be big news about the scandal, the FBI investigation, before the tournament. Nothing like that ever came. Because everyone's speculating, well, now that's their perfect audience because everyone's going to be tuned in and concerned, yada, yada, and it didn't happen. So, what people say and what happens are two different things.
I would have to agree.
Yeah. So, Scott, you haven't seen the women, I assume, just by the tone of your voice, or have you?
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see them in person. I have checked the scores and stuff, and it's definitely exciting for at least one of the basketball teams in University of Arizona to have some success in a tournament.
Yes, it's a good timing, given that the men's team is not playing in. And you talked about Oregon, or at least one Pac-12 team going this far. I assume that you did not have Oregon going this far.
Actually, I did have Oregon going to the Sweet 16. I felt like they can get a good run in the tournament. Dana Altman's a great coach, and even though they lost Bol Bol, he was still able to resurrect the season towards the end, get it all gelled together. And if anyone was going to be able to make a run out of the three, I thought it was going to be Dana Altman from the Pac-12. So I'm glad he's come through, and hopefully he can let the magic continue to go.
Yeah. I had him going this far as well. I think they're going to have a hard time with Virginia and their defense. So we'll see. I really liked how they played in the last, four or six weeks, something like that. When their guard, and I just lost his name, the guard who's come on the scene and done very well. I guess he was challenged in February to get better, or he was going to get replaced, and he's done just that. He's played very well. I think he's averaging 20 points and 7 rebounds a game.
Yeah, their guard's playing amazing, and it just shows you how great of a coach Dana Altman is, how he lost his number one recruit. He's a top 5 projected NBA prospect, and he was still able to resurrect the season, still able to get his team to a Sweet 16, and it's good to see that there's still great coaching out there.
Yeah. We'll see. They're going to be good again next year. The league is going to get a little bit better. It couldn't get any worse, that's for sure.
That's true.
Right. Well, Scott, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I always welcome your call, Scott, and your opinion on a lot of different issues as it pertains to UA basketball, men or women.
It is interesting that the attorney, what's his name?
Avenatti.
Goofball Hasenfeld, that he schedules his press conference the day after he's charged with extortion.
That is kind of strange. but, these guys who either have high thoughts of themselves or whatever, I would assume that he's already arrested.
I mean, when you get fired by a porn star trying to sue the president. I mean, when you get fired by a person like that, which, Stormy Daniels fired him.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what you're going to put on your resume. I don't know.
Well, he doesn't need legends don't need these type people don't need.
Hey, he's the kind of guy that plays handball against a curb, in my opinion.
I get it. Well, yeah, I get it. It's just very strange.
That's a sports phrase. You probably
I've got it. I've heard it before. I've used it maybe one time or two. But a lot of things going on this week again. ASU comes into town softball-wise. I'm hoping I can probably get a softball player here maybe Thursday, Wednesday, to talk about the upcoming big series with ASU. Maybe Kendrea will pop in.
Did I hear you can't even get tickets? To the softball game?
Where did you hear this?
Because they're sold out for this weekend.
I don't know. Where'd you hear this?
I read it on TucsonNewsNow.com. Mm,
I did not see that. Did not see that. It wouldn't be surprising, but it would be a little surprising because of the new facility being being capable of handling a lot of newer fans, even if they are excited about this thing, because I think the previous stadium held like 2,000. Mm. I would assume that the new one holds more than that.
I swore I read that they're just delighted and lots of tickets sold, but
yeah, I had not heard that.
Forgive me if I'm spreading rumors.
That's okay.
Because we would still want people to go, right? Hey, how long did it take you to get into the air show, by the way?
10 minutes.
Really? Mm-hmm. You zoomed right in?
Well, because I went in at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
I was one of the first guys there. I had an early show.
Did they salute you when you went in?
No, they said, you know, go this way and don't stop. That's what they tell me. Keep on moving, baby. No, it was easy. It was because, like I said, I was there at 8:30. So
okay,
yeah. When I got your call, I knew what you were going to tell me, but I figured it didn't apply because no one's going to go that early. Although it was getting kind of the lines were starting to emerge.
Yeah,
it was hot yesterday. I know it was not hot for Tucson, but it was hot for what we're used to to this point. I got burnt. My head hurts. My face hurts.
You don't look too bad.
Oh, because you're from a distance. Go 200 yards away, and I look good looking from 200 yards away.
Oh. Okay, Juero.
Yeah.
All right, no, Rojo.
Rojo, yes.
Flaco Rojo.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, let's get started. I think we're going to maybe take a break here and then go talk to the ASU coach on the other side here, Mr. Salvo, Coach Salvo. Thank you. Thank you, bud. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. And now let's go to the phone lines. Coach Copa, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's everything going?
Fine, thank you. Great to have you on the radio. You guys, outside of all the success you're having, you must be having a lot of fun because you've brought this kind of town together for basketball purposes again.
I believe it's great to see so many people coming to the games, and we are very thankful that all the fans are following us. So that's great. It's a great sensation. You know, you come in before the game and you hear all the fans and you feel the red shirts.
Yeah,
it's just great. It's great.
How is it compared to last year when I'm sure people started to show up a little bit more and then this year and now has become what it's become? What the difference? Can you talk about the difference?
Yeah, you know, last year we knew we wouldn't win a lot of games. We knew we were having a transition moment. But then, you know, when you leave, it is never nice. Never nice to lose all these games. But we needed to be patient. We knew that it was a moment. And now, finally, after all this work, we have a very good team. The players are playing good basketball. And it's for sure a big change compared to last year. This year we competed against top teams. Mm-hmm. Last year we couldn't even go close. We won important games like Arizona State, Cal. We played very close against very strong team like UCLA, Oregon State. So I believe the season is going pretty well. We are playing well together.
Yes, yes. In fact, you guys have had the biggest turnaround from season to season ever in history, having won 14 more games than last year. Just what is the mood as well? Because with all that success, basketball is fun again. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the mood is great. The girls are playing hard. Everybody is excited about them. Is excited about playing postseason. Finally, we are playing postseason, and I mean it's good. Hopefully, we now play against a good team Sunday next week. Sunday, we have to have a solid game.
Yes, yes. I was talking to Coach Barnes maybe about 6-7 weeks ago, right after the Pac-12 started, and I said, you know, Coach, more power to you guys, because when the season started in the preseason, and you did really well, but you really didn't play that many good teams, so people are wondering, well, how are they going to do when they compete against the Pac-12? And then, lo and behold, you guys were fantastic. How much did that early season before the Pac-12 help you kind of get that mindset that you guys were capable of winning no matter who you played?
The preseason gave us a lot of confidence because we won. We won all the games except one. And it was very important to win these games to keep the confidence up. Again, it's a good group, but it's also a new group.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to build that confidence. It's very important. And it's true. You go to the Pac-12 and now you play the top team in the countries. So it's a big impact. It's a big difference. But I think the players did a great job of playing hard every single game.
Are you mind me with this dumb question, but you're from Italy, is that correct? And I think that, or Europe for sure. You must have had a huge impact in the recruits that have come in this year and next year. Yes.
Yeah, I come from Italy. I think that we work very well as a group. The coaching staff works well as a group. Now, the first thing people think is, oh, I'm Italian, so all these Europeans that are coming are, you know, it's my job. But it's not true. I mean, they probably, you know, sometimes I have the first contact, but once they come to campus, they love the coaching staff. They love Morgan, April, and Adia. They like Tucson. They like the facilities. They just love Arizona. And I think this is the key to the success also in recruiting, that we work as a group.
So when you first arrived here, because you've only been here 2 years, correct?
That's my third.
Your third year. So when you first arrived to Tucson, what did you think of, one, the city, and two, the campus?
So... I like Tucson. I like Tucson. I like Arizona. It's obviously different than Italy. But I came to the United States in 2012 in Seattle. And so I'm used to the United States. I like it. And the thing that I like a lot of Tucson is that we have a very good community around the University of Arizona, that everybody's so excited about the program, about basketball. And plus, the place is nice. The weather is one of the best in the country. I mean, we really have everything. We are really lucky to be here, to be part of it.
I would assume that the best Italian restaurant you face is your own. You probably cook your own Italian food.
Yeah, I'm the best Italian restaurant in town. I can tell you that.
Where do I make my reservations? I'm in.
Oh, okay. No, you don't need no reservation. You know, you just have to give me a call.
Okay, great. So tell me, you have the pleasure of coaching. I think you're coaching the guards, correct?
Yes.
The office, and you're McDonald. Wow. People are falling in love with her because of how she plays. Quick, smart, all that.
I mean, she's just an amazing player and even a better person. This helped her a lot. You know, she's just very talented. And I know a lot of people are watching. She's scoring almost 25 points per game. But the truth is, she wants to share the ball. She wants to give the ball. She wants to find the player that is open. But a lot of times it's very hard to guard her one-on-one, so she finishes strong to the basket, you know. But, you know, I want to also say that all the players here are giving their best. Can name all of them. Kate is playing great. Sam Thomas is playing great. Dominique, Lucia, Titi, Desi. I mean, they're all playing great. Look, even Semaje in the last two games, she had a very good impact from the bench, and she's only a freshman. I think it's more than individual, it's a team situation.
Yes, no question. With the girls coming back, with the women coming back, playing well, you talked about Kate Reese, who's done a fantastic job near the basket, and everybody else kind of filling in. You must have a lot of hope for next year.
Yes. Right now we're still not watching. We're only living the day
yes.
by day. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting ready for Idaho. But yes, this is a good group. The majority of the players are going to return. So the chemistry is good. And it's always good to have a group of players that come back. Plus, we have some players coming in. And so the bench is going to be even longer.
Yes. So you came with Coach Barnes from Seattle, Washington?
Yes, but I wasn't coaching with her. At the time, I was coaching high school.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was coaching overseas national team and pro teams. So it's actually my first time coaching
with her.
Yeah.
What makes her, yes. We saw her here, I saw her here, and we all see her when she played here in the late 90s. What makes her that special coach? Because it's very obvious she has that. She's a good communicator. What makes her more than that?
You know, she's a good communicator. She's a great recruiter. She has a big advantage that not a lot of coaches have. She played a high level. Women NBA, but she played also high level in Europe. So she knows the best of the two worlds, mm-hmm. if I can say that. And this gives her a lot of experience. You know, playing under great coaches, you can pick some of their ideas. And plus, again, she played in Europe and United States, so she has a pretty open mind. She knows both basketballs. We have a lot of Europeans also coming in, so this will help. The other thing that helps her and probably helps her the most is she cares a lot about her players, and her players feel that. And there's nothing better than, she doesn't care only about basketball. She cares about you as a player, as a student, as a woman. This is very important because at the end of the day, we are not only doing basketball. We care about the people first.
Yes. In fact, I was going to go here. I've covered college basketball for about 30-some years now, if not more. The difference in European women players and women here, at least for the men, it seems like the Europeans are very fundamental. They play basketball a lot. They know bounce passes, they know angles, things like that. They're smart. Is the same translation with the women, where they're kind of the same way?
Yes, I believe so. The fact that in Europe we play all year around gives us more time to work on the technique. Now the players read better the game, and this is probably the advantage of European players. On the other hand, here players play a lot of games in a very short time, and they are usually more athletic. Mm-hmm. So that's the big difference between the Europe and United States.
Yeah, they're more crafty. We're talking to Coach Salvo Coppa here from the U of A women's basketball program, one of Adia Barnes' assistants. Not much different than the men and the women in the college basketball, where the women are just as savvy. They kind of play more games. It's almost like a job in Europe.
Absolutely, because if you think I was working for a professional club in Europe, and you have the senior team, but you have the under 19, the under 17, and the under 15. Now the under 19 and the under 17, they play basketball for 10 months a year, and the best of that teams now play also for the senior team. The best 2-3 players sit in the bench with the senior team, and sometimes they travel, they play Euro Cup, Euro League, and so it's really a all year round job.
Yeah, no question. So we got about a minute left here. Just hope that more fans show up. Maybe you can get to 5,000 fans and the students will show up, huh?
Absolutely. We hope that we arrive at 5,000, even more. Why not? I hope to see all of the fans that we've seen in the last game on Sunday.
Yes. When you first walked out and you saw the fans, what did you think?
It was just exciting. It's a big change compared to last year. And it's very exciting to see all these people watching our games, and I'm very thankful.
Yeah. Coach, well, I'm thankful for having you on the show today. I really appreciate it. I hope to see you maybe Thursday if I can get out there.
Thank you, and I hope to see you soon.
You're right, Greg. Good luck to you guys. What a fantastic year so far. More on set maybe beyond Thursday. That'd be great. Thanks, Coach Kopa from the UA Women's Basketball Program. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right, Bob, that was great. Thanks for Coach Kopa. And we're going to take a break here at 1:46 on Monday here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. Good to talk to Coach Kopa. It's the first time I've ever talked to him. I wanted to tell him a story. I think I told Coach Adia Barnes this. When we were holding the second Ludos Fantasy Camp, the team came over, and they kind of wanted to shake hands, meet some of the players on the fantasy team. And they got into it, man. They got together and they started cheering for teams, and they were crazy. You could tell how much camaraderie they were going to have and kind of the togetherness they showed. And it was like, holy moly. And these girls are good, too. They went on and took a couple shots, but very good. You can see that they're and that's half the battle. If you have a good team that likes being together, that's half the battle, because no one knows how important, or I'm sure some people know, but it's very important to have that chemistry. Because if you have a group of players that are good but don't like being together or playing together, it's disaster. It's like a marriage. Not to put a, another one of those relationship analogies here, but you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
Yeah. The better they get along together, the better they play together.
And the better coaches, the more they work on that.
Yeah, no question. New question. Hey, last week, to show that we have more than one listener, I got a text or an email from somebody, because you brought up the question of a coach, the coach or the guest on the show who talked about they wanted to know their boyfriend situation or their life situation.
Yep.
And I got it wrong, because you couldn't remember who it was. And I said, you know what? I kind of remember. And then I said it was Rocky LaRose. It wasn't. It was Kim Haddow, the golf coach. You remember she was saying, because golf, it makes sense. If you're not having a good day or you have a bad situation, golf is one of those concentration sports where you have to kind of know, if you have a bad game or something like that. But that's part of it. It's all psychology of the sport that I kind of talk about all the time. How many shows have I had here? 4 months, 4.5 months, 20 in a month. 80, almost 100 now. I've come up with like two or three good shows, so the rest are kind of just my bad days.
Nah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Every day you have every other day or some days you have bad days, there's nothing you can really do about it. You just try to do better the next day, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're kind of being a downer there on your own show there.
You're
being a realist. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Not every day is a good day. I'll leave here, there's some days, oh man, I should have just stayed in bed.
And every show is a season.
Every show is a season. There's no doubt about it.
Or every show is a game.
Or something like that. Yeah, depends who's listening. Hey, we have time, about 8 minutes left before the break. I hope to have Coach Marcus Coleman here on the other side with our Arizona Housing Solutions Monday afternoon quarterback. Talk for about a half hour. But if you have any questions or want to say that I'm full of poop, just call me and tell me, 790-2040. Like the guy over the weekend who says, oh, yeah, I not so much read what's, that Rivera
That's
guy.
Funny.
So you know who you're talking to? Oh, you're Steve? Oh, no.
See, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just said, yeah, tell me what you don't. I would have gone on for a while with him and never even said anything. That's what
No. I thought my way was funny because you're talking about me. I'm in the room. No, but it was fun. It was fun. I had fun with him because I knew exactly what he was saying. I'm not always positive, but I'm always mostly not negative. In fact, I talk about this at the U of A, about the U of A all the time. I've been here 30 years. I've written thousands and thousands of stories. I think of those thousands and thousands of stories, 1 or 2% of those have been negative. 1 or 2% of those have been negative.
Really?
But guess what they remember?
The negative ones?
The negative ones.
Hmm.
That's just how people are.
You were just being realistic.
I was just being realistic.
Well, so why are you slightly more realistic in live radio than you are at writing?
I'm the same thing. It's the same thing. But they remember the. I'm not negative here. I swear I'm not.
You don't have to swear.
I swear I'm not. I think I'm just more realistic. Like I said, I'm not going to say
sure.
Arizona's going to be great. They're going to make the final. No, that's not going to happen. Unless of course they actually are that good, and I'll say that good. But oftentimes I get calls or emails. Well, you guys, as the media said, you're going to be good. Well, no.
How often has that happened? Realistically,
it happens a lot. It happens
if
a lot.
If you say they're going to be good and then they're not good, you get a lot of heat for that.
That never happens. But in fact, we're in basketball, I've covered 30 teams, 30 years, and they say, well, how good is Arizona going to be this year? And I said, when was the last time anyone told you that they were going to be bad? 29 out of 30? And even then, this year was not bad. It just wasn't Arizona standard. It just wasn't Arizona standards.
We came up with the word disappointing.
Sure.
Description, I should say.
And that is correct. I think disappointing labels them very well.
And by the same token, next year, if they're really good, you're going to sing their praises.
No question. They'll get the...
And you won't go on like, but they could have done better.
Depends how far they go. Well, we don't know. Hold this tape and save it for. You remember on March 20 something, you said they could have done better.
Did you happen to catch any of 60 Minutes yesterday? They did a whole thing on sports betting.
No, tell me.
Interesting. Oh, there was just way too much to go into, but it was interesting that they were talking about this one game back at UNLV, and that this guy that covered sports, I don't know if he works, I think he works at a sports book now, actually has like a degree that you can get at UNLV gaming and all that, there was 5 seconds left of the game and the Running Rebels player didn't take an easy layup that he should have taken. Now, mind you, UNLV is winning by like 25 points. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to run the score up.
Right.
He didn't take the shot and everybody booed.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
And people were like, I don't get it. Why were they booing? It's because they didn't make the spread.
Correct. I see that all the time. I see that. I see that a lot.
I hope that never happens here.
You're in Vegas. Oh, people know. People know when. I don't know if it happens here, but to that extent. But people know. Well, what was the spread? 6.5. Well, they won by 7. Or they won by 6. Whatever. The number is always very close. It's very close. They have those shiny lights and big buildings for a reason, Bob.
That's what my dad says whenever you lose. How do you think they build those big buildings,
yes,
Bobby?
Yes. It's funny when I first arrived there, and you win like, you know, 5 nickels and you put it in one, and he says, how does this place stay alive?
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. I didn't realize that how many states have legalized sports betting and how the number is increasing. They expect, the next year, over half.
Arizona might end up with that pretty soon. Yeah.
I just hope we don't start booing if they don't make this.
Well, we'll see when it happens.
That was a positive thing you just said there, Mr. River.
We'll see what happens. No, in fact, I'm going to probably go back and see if I can find that 60-minute thing. It's interesting. I have a colleague from New Mexico State who, a guy who went to New Mexico State a little after me. He's, I think, one of the guys, important guys at MGM.
Okay.
Who does that, who maybe sets the line or is one of those people who does that type of work. I have never met him. I just know he's a graduate of, and we'll see.
Fascinating. CBS, but I don't know if you can see CBS on, I think you can on Hulu. You have Hulu?
No, I don't, but I'll find it. It'll be on the internet sometime soon.
It may be. CBS is funny about that.
Yeah, so let's see. We're going to have about 2.5 minutes left of this hour. We're going to talk to, hopefully, Coach Marcus Coleman on the other side for the Arizona Housing Solutions Monday afternoon quarterback. They had the tryouts over the weekend, see if they found anybody. They play this weekend on Sunday, so we'll be able to give away 4 tickets for the upcoming game. If you won them 2 weeks ago, you cannot win them again. So we'll make that caveat.
What's the numbers? Yeah. 790-2040.
You decided not to go, did you?
We're a little debating. Tight. No, we're a little tight on funds, that's all. So we're going to...
Call Mr. Gronkowski. He might float you some cash.
Okay. He saved us money better than I did, I guess.
So we'll take some calls probably after the show at 2:30 with him, with Coach Coleman. I haven't heard back from their PR guys, so we'll see what happens.
You'll take calls after the coach's show,
after the coach's
not
show.
After your show.
No.
Because that's called
show.
John C. Scott Show.
Correct.
Your show. Okay.
Correct. Thanks for qualifying me.
Just in case, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. So here we are. What else do I need to say? Gronkowski retired. The women's softball team is coming back. ASU. Did you figure out where you got that information from?
No.
That bad information?
Obviously, bad information. I'm so sorry. I swore. Now I can't find it.
You don't have to swear.
Excellent.
See,
excellent.
I learned quickly.
Well, maybe it was just that it was well attended. I don't know.
No. I think there's going to be plenty of tickets for the big game. They sell out for those things, especially ASU, and they're both going to be obviously very good. So we'll see what happens. U of A is always good when it comes to this softball thing with ASU.
How many? What do they got? 3,000? 4,000?
We'll have to check on the new stadium and what it seats. But let's take a break here in the first hour here at 10:30. The Voice, trusted local news, and talk to you on the other side.